Here's the New Jersey Devils goaltender. Here's Marty Brodeur. Nervous?
A little bit. A lot more than playing hockey, put it this way.
See, I knew that. I knew that. So is this the beginning of the new career? I mean, we're not trying to push you, Marty, but is this? Have you thought about it? I mean, would you be interested in getting into broadcasting when you hang up the pads?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think that's kind of one of the reasons why I want to have a little taste of it to see what it's like. But didn't put anything in my mind yet to see where my after career will go, if it could be broadcasting or staying in hockey directly. We'll see. But next few days will definitely be fun. It'll be a new experience for me to really enjoy and see how it feels like.
So what have they told you about tonight? Aside from, I assume they told you what to wear, but other than that, what have they told you about tonight?
I guess show up there at 5:30. That's about it.
That's how Bob learned how to broadcast.
That's it. That's the whole thing. That's what they taught me, Marty.
Coaching in the 80s, you just show up at the rink. Yep. Not different now.
Yeah. Well, no, that's broadcasting. There's really not that much to it. You get there, you go there, you look good, you talk. You don't even have to look good. You just talk.
Tie, no tie. You have to know that.
Well, Hockey Night in Canada, you got to wear a tie.
It's always tie mandatory on Hockey Night.
See, if you're not a tie guy, you could come here and work with us.
Playing for the Devils, I have no choice. I've wearing a tie since I've been born.
See, we could liberate you from that.
Yeah, we are like the National Hockey League. We do not believe in ties.
That's smart.
So how did this come about? Did somebody pick up the phone and call you? Did you, did you leak to somebody that you might be interested? What was the genesis?
We just through my agent out in California, they kind of contacted them and asked if I would be interested.
Yeah.
At first was for the first round, but after the season, I wanted to take a little time for my family to relax and do my thing. And so when I came back, I told them, I said, well, if they're still interested, I'd like to see what it's like. And so they put it together, and here I am starting tonight.
Now, most years, you're still playing this time of year, Marty. How do you watch the playoffs when you're not involved in them? What's, how engaged are you? How interested are you?
I'm interested because I love the game. It's hard when you watch something and you don't have a rooting interest.
Yeah.
Probably the only rooting interest is probably I want Boston to beat the Rangers. That's about it.
Got to beat the Rangers. Or anybody to beat the Rangers, basically, is what you're saying, right?
It's fun. I think the quality of hockey, I think the, a lot of the big games, especially in the first round, what happened with Toronto, I think it was pretty, it's disappointing for the people in Toronto, but, as a fan watching just the game and not really have a rooting interest, it was pretty interesting to see what unfold there. And, there's a lot of good stories in these year's playoffs.
So, I've obviously run across a fair few hockey players in my time and former hockey players. And I would say as many as not will say, I don't watch the games after my season's over. Some will say, yes, they do. But many will say, I'm not interested. I'm not going to watch. Then they'll change that after they're in retirement a year or two. They'll start to become a fan a little bit. So traditionally, have you watched the playoffs when you aren't involved, or even when you are involved, watch other games?
Especially when I'm involved, I think it's important to watch because
sure.
It's like doing your homework a little bit.
Right.
But for me, I think it's something that, hockey's been, in my life. And I mean, especially, when you're not in the playoffs, I'm not going to make it a point to stay home to watch a game, put it this way.
Sure.
But if I'm home, I'm watching hockey.
So, you're going to do the Pittsburgh-Ottawa game tonight?
Yeah.
That's your focus?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you seen the first? Well, God, if you don't know yet, we should tell you. Yeah, that's it.
I think that's the game you're working.
Okay, so here's some background in case you haven't watched anything. Penguins are up 2-1. Senators won game 3. What do you think about this series? General thoughts.
You know what? It's an interesting series because I really – I watched game 3 pretty closely, and I thought the adjustment that, Ottawa made were pretty good as far as, even though Pittsburgh had a lot of chances, I thought, Anderson was able to see the puck a lot more. There was less chaotic plays around the net around him. And, I thought you know, the adjustment that they made playing defensively, even though it didn't create much offense for them, it was enough to win that game, but enough to put a doubt into Pittsburgh's mind. So it's a big game tonight. You know, I think Pittsburgh has to bounce and get that win if they don't want to make this too big of a series, because I think if Ottawa gets one here, it's going to be interesting.
You know, Marty, catchers in baseball are big picture guys, and they often become managers because of that, because they have to they watch the whole game, they're engaged with the whole game. You know, as a goaltender, do you watch goaltenders, or are you a guy who watches the game from that kind of that larger perspective?
No, you know, I'm involved in all the meetings, you know, so I know our system's pretty good. And so for me, when I watch the game while I'm playing, I see a lot of different things, what guys are supposed to do, not supposed to do. And I think it really helps me to play my own game when I know where or what everybody's thinking out there. And so definitely when I watch games, you know, I always compare it to the system that you know, I play in with under Pete DeBoer, and, you know, with Jacques Lemaire and a lot of good coaches that I have. And for me, it's always interesting to see, you know, how teams are successful against certain teams. And if you pick up something, you know, I think for your own good, it's, you know, for the organization, sometimes, you know, you go to the coach and say, listen, you know, I've watched this game, and I think if we maybe do this, that could help us out. And they go, and, you know, right now, where all the assistant coaches and everybody they have, they don't miss much, but it's fun to have your input a little bit into what's going on. So it's not really just watching goalies. It's really watching the game itself.
Mm-hmm. With Martin Brodeur, who makes his debut tonight on Hockey Night in Canada as a studio analyst. So you're familiar with, intimately familiar with, obviously, these two teams. Pittsburgh's performance on any given night would not surprise you unless they didn't perform up to standard. They are among the elite teams in the National Hockey League. No one would, I don't think, would question that. Ottawa has been a surprise team. They were last year, almost a bigger surprise this year because of the number of injuries that they had. Based on your experience in standing in the goal and facing these guys, how are they getting it done? What is it about this Ottawa team that has made them, well, as good as they are?
Well, you know, I think you have to give a lot of credit to the coaching staff. But I think a lot of the young players that are coming up for them, the Turris and the Silverberg, and there's a lot of new young faces, even on D with Carlson and Cowan. You know, I think that really put a lot of different, less pressure on the top guys to perform every night. And, you know, with being well coached, I think they're able to compete with everybody every night. And when you have a good goaltender, he'll stay in game. And I think, with the absence of Anderson for most of the year, the two young guys did a great job just to keep these guys in games, and that's why they were able to survive the injury that they had all year.
And Marty, you mentioned this being surprised at the way the Leafs played the Bruins in the first round. Aside from that, what have you seen this spring that has surprised you, that is different than what played out differently than you thought it would at the end of the season?
Well, you know, I think when you look at different teams, I think, you know, the game of hockey, I think there's a lot of, you know, usually you play these playoffs and guys, the teams, you know, the games are a little more tight than it is. I feel that there's a lot of power plays. There's a lot of scoring chances. You know, if it wasn't for some of the goalie performances in these playoffs, the score would be a lot higher, even though it's probably higher than last year's playoffs. You know, I think the quality of hockey is pretty amazing, and it's been pretty clean to the most part. You know, you got a couple of incidents here and there, but I think guys are playing really hard and playing honest hockey.
With Martin Brodeur, I'm going to go off the script a little bit on a couple of issues that I'm interested in your perspective on. It would appear that Patrick Roy is about to get his first head coaching job in Colorado after certainly paying his dues in Quebec in junior hockey. Your general thoughts, first of all, on Patrick's future as a coach. Any thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't know him as a coach. You know, I know him as a great goalie. But I know from my friends in Montreal and all that have been following junior hockey that he's done a great job, and he's really into his job also. You know, he, with being the coach, and, you know, at first was, I think, general manager also. But it's something that he really cares and really seems to like doing. And, you know, I think this is a pretty cool opportunity for him. You know, I don't know if he's going to get that job or not, but I think with the personality that he has, and I think the way that he conducts himself, players will listen to him, what he has to say when he's going to be behind that bench.
As a percentage, very few head coaches have come from the goaltending position. Have you ever imagined yourself as a head coach? Do you think that the perspective that a goaltender has in the game is either an advantage or a disadvantage as a coach?
Well, personally, I don't think I'll be ever a coach.
All right.
Too much work. Secondly, I think goalies are, you see them on TV a lot. I think they have a good perspective about the game. Usually, goalies are more to themselves. And so when you become a coach, I think you need to be a good communicator. And so maybe that's where it gets a little tougher for goalies because it's not something natural that comes to you. But I guess you could learn it. And like I said, like Patrick did pay his dues for a lot of years in junior hockey in Quebec. And, it could be something good. You know, there's some that have been there before, but like you said, there's not many.
The other one off the board is even further off the board. We're going to talk to John Paul Morosi of Fox Sports a little bit later on. He believes that Montreal would be a more viable baseball market than either Oakland or Tampa Bay. So why not bring back the Expos? Now, there are issues like a stadium, like ownership, et cetera, et cetera. But what would your perspective be on that? Do you think the Montreal Expos could go back? Do you think that they would be supported in Montreal?
It's a good question. You know, I think we've missed them. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, to be frank, I mean, the support wasn't there at the end. It wasn't there for most of the time they were there. What it is, if it's a new stadium, that's going to bring that interest. I know there's a lot of good quality people in baseball and a lot of great fans of the game of baseball in Montreal. But I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's a tough question. You know, I've been living in the States for a long time.
No, I understand.
I know what the baseball markets are around my area, you know, with the Yankees right around the corner and the Mets. And, you know, it's big, you know, and it's definitely a lot bigger, a lot more population around to support, a professional baseball team. We had it and we let it go. So sometimes it's pretty hard, you know, to get him back. And nobody's lucky like Winnipeg, you know, in hockey.
Well, sure. I mean, it has happened. And I mean, and there have been there's been speculation for a long period of time. I mean, Mr. Peledo has been trying to, bring hockey back to Quebec City, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think there's a grassroots movement here, Brent, to bring the Expos back.
Warren Cromartie's had a thing going on. There have been people talking about it. But, it always comes back to the same thing, which is, you need a place to play. And, and part of what killed him the last time was the Big O and the issues with it. And I think if they'd got that downtown stadium built then, they would have had a shot. You know, the question was always whether that was Jeffrey Laurier's agenda
From the start.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we want to wish you good luck on your maiden voyage in broadcasting. You're obviously perfectly suited for the occupation since clearly you have an adversity to work. You don't want to be a head coach. This is the perfect job for you, Marty.
Yep.
Perfect job. Couple hours a night, then you have a nice, little cocktail, little late dinner.
They're probably catering at Hockey Night in Canada, don't you think? I bet they have food.
Well, they probably do.
Yeah.
I hope so, because I didn't eat yet. So.
Yeah, no, I'm sure the food's good there. Not like here.
As we say in the business, break a leg.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for having me.